Okay, so this is packet 37 in the Chazar Shirim, and the topic is Dam Maka, the Hagdara of a Maka in Hilchos Nida. A Maka is a wound. So, there is a Gemara in Nida, on Samach and Samach Vav, that says that a woman is believed to say she has a Maka, a wound, in her Makor, and therefore the Dam that comes out will be Dam Maka, and she's Tahora, not Dam Nida. Okay, ne'emenes ishalomar maka yeshli b'makor. Okay, so we should just give one hagdara, a machlokas of what the hagdara is, of what's the scope of that, and then I believe I mentioned three applications to it. So what's the hagdara? Okay, so in the back of some of the editions of the Lechem V'Simla, there's a kuntres called Umka D'Dina, and in that kuntres, Umka D'Dina, it brings down a machlokas between the Maram Milublin and the Ben Havach, the son of the Bach. The Maram Milublin says that in order for something to constitute a Maka, it has to be something that you could point to. It has to be a petza, or a scratch, or a chabura. There's a wound that theoretically you could point to it and say, this is the wound. This is where the dam is coming from. There's some scratch, or some laceration, or a petza, or a chabura. Or a srita, something like that. That is what is Dam Maka and Tahora. If there's some just general health issue that she has, some choli, some internal illness, like a cancer, Rachman Aslan, or something, which is causing her to bleed, that would not constitute Dam Maka. That would still be Dam Nida. And the Ben Havach, the son of the Bach, these are all like pretty long truths, the Ben Havach, he argues, and he holds that even an internal choli, some internal illness, and that illness is what's causing the dam to flow out, that would still be considered a maka, because it's really due to the illness. That's the shita of the Ben Havach. Okay? So that's our machlokas of how to be magdir, what the scope of the isur is. Okay? Rav Zion quoted three applications of this. I mean, there are more, but we spoke about three. One is fibroids. What is a fibroid? So a fibroid is a growth which is underneath the lining of the, you know, of the endometrial lining there, and this growth will cause the hormones to shed the lining. That's how Rabbi Solomon explained it.
Underneath
the lining, and that this growth is what's causing the lining to shed. I think Rabbi Solomon said that it's causing the hormones to make the lining shed, but it's because of this fibroid. Okay?
Fibroid.
It's a growth which is causing the hormones to shed the line. It's a growth that's underneath the line. Okay? So what is the status of the blood which is coming out because of this fibroid? So you have a machlokas. So the Cheshev HaEshvod and Rabbi Ausch, they hold that... Yeah, we're good? They hold that it's Dam Nida. Total Dam Nida. Because... Lamaisa, the fibroid is there, but it's just causing the body to do what it does. It's causing the hormones to shed the lining. The hormones could be triggered by the fibroid, but really, you know, it's the hormones that are doing it. So therefore, it is Dam Nida, and she is Tamea.
Does fibroid qualify as according to Maharam Lublin or Ben Habach? Where does it fit?
Okay, but that, you know, this is a fertile, there is a fibroid there, we know, but it's causing the hormones to, okay, that, so, okay, ready to go on?
Yeah.
Okay, so, the Tzitz Eliezer, he argues, and the Tzitz Eliezer, he says that, no, a fibroid is a maka. This is the Shuvah of David Cohen, I think. A fibroid is a maka, and he, I believe, quotes the Dvar Shmuel, who said, from Shmuel Abuhav, which says that anything which is not derech ri'ah b'kach is a maka. So he says, this is also not derech ri'ah b'kach. This is only, ultimately it's coming because of the fibroid, and that's in derech ri'ah b'kach, and therefore it's a maka. And he understands the Chazon Ish to hold that as well, that it would be a dam maka. That's the sheet of the Tzitz Eliezer. Okay, good, fibroids. Ready to go on? Next one, two. Okay, let's talk about a srita in the rechem. Someone does a trauma, internal trauma, a scratch. A scratch on the endometrial lining, a person takes a stick or a knife or whatever it is, and they just pop the blood vessels. So it's endometrium blood. It's the same blood that would flow out, but you scratched it. So now the blood is coming from the blood vessels that were just broken, and this trauma is causing the blood. It's just trauma. It's like a scratch. Scratch on your finger, scratch on the endometrium lining. What's the story there? Okay? So here we had, first we had the Nishmas Avram quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman, as he often does, and he says that this dam is tamaka, right? Because the only dam either is when the teva, the natural way, is for the blood to shed. But this is not natural at all. This is totally external. You scratched it. So since this is not hormonal at all, it's not the teva of the body, damaka. Okay? And I think Rabbi Simon also likes that way. Rabbi Body also assumes that way. And he said that he thinks he spoke to Rav David Feinstein, and he thinks Rav David felt that this was still a dam nida. And
Rav David calls it dam nida?
He said that he believes that Rav David Feinstein said that she's tamea. He believes that that's what he asked Rav David. And Rav Shachter, he says, has a different view of it. He says it's a kesem.
It's what?
A kesem. Kesem. Why is it a kesem? Because Rav Shachter, based on his mahalach, that with the Rogel Shavar and everything, that anything dam that comes out hormonally, that's considered dam nida. Dam, b'li hargasha, is a kesem. So this is dam. This is not, I said that a little bit, meaning hormonal dam is nida. Dam without hormones is a kesem. So this is dam that's coming out, not machmas the hormones, but coming out because you made a scratch. So this is a kesem, dam, that comes out without the hormones. So you have three shitas, right? You have damaka or shalom zalman, you have dam nida or David, and then you have a kesem of Rabbi Shechter. The last thing Rabbi Simon spoke about was hematoma, which is this blood clot, which could develop in a woman who's pregnant. So sometimes between the sac and the woman's body, a blood clot could sometimes form, and that blood clot could just bleed and bleed and bleed.
Is what?
That blood clot could just bleed.
Where
so,
in
between the sac and the wall of the and the internal wall of the woman. Okay, and this is when the baby is forming. So what's the halacha there? So Simon.
But there's no more lining. Once she's pregnant, the lungs.
Right, so this blood clot forms in between the wall of the
sac
woman
and the walls of the uterus.
Right. Okay, this is called hematoma.
Okay. Hematoma?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he most people I think he said are machmir. He still hasn't one person, but he hasn't really found people to really be makel on this. Many feel that it's treated like dam nida. He does recall that he spoke to Rav Borstein, the head of Pua, who he believes spoke to Rav Eliashiv, and he felt that Rav Eliashiv said that if you could figure out where the clot is, if the clot is attached to the wall of the woman, that's going to be dam nida. If the clot is attached to the sac, then it would be maka. If you could identify where the clot, sometimes you can't identify it, or it's unclear where the actual blood clot is, because it's in between. Is it like attached to the wall or the sac? So, Eliashiv, at least from reversing, said that it would depend. Again, if it's from the wall, basically the clot is where it's attached to. If it's attached to the wall of the woman, then that's neither. It's from the woman. It's attached to the sac, and it's done. Okay? So that was.
What do we do?